My guest is Aaron Nosek with Keysun Industries. Hey, Aaron, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you?
You know, Mo's saying, if life was any better, I'd be scared to wake up in the morning. Hey, I was reading that monologue, according to Alexa website stats. People that Google me and check my show, I'll do it from work, man. So I hope that nobody gets fired.
Hopefully they're looking to buy tools.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Aaron, it's been a while since you've been on the show. And why don't you catch us up to date? Tell us a little bit about Keysun and what you guys have been up to recently.
Sure. Well, if you remember, Keysun is a family-owned business here in Illinois. We've been around for about 40 years. My grandfather started the business. And, you know, over the last decade, we've started doing more and more design and manufacturing here in the U.S. Our main part of our business, focus of our business, is measuring and marking tools for professionals. So, you know, measuring, marking, and layout tools, measuring wheels, all kinds of different tape measures, chalk boxes, that kind of thing.
Now, okay.
You know, this past year we've come up with some new products. We've got some new partnerships, and you know, it's been a tough challenge in the last few years selling into construction markets, but there's also lots of opportunities if you're willing to work hard and uncover rocks.
Yeah, we've had many CEOs, and I'm talking about U.S. manufacturers, you know, on our other show that we do here now, and the common denominator was from all of them basically telling me how they can compete under today's market. It's just basically doing the P's and Q's, you know, just reorganizing, renegotiating their raw products, and just fine-tuning their operation has made companies viable again, and it's just getting back to the basics. And you're right, Aaron, it can be done. You just got to do some things internally so you can compete.
And that's right. I mean, 100%, we're competing in a world market. There's no way around that, and, you know, there's always opportunities. There's always challenges,
you're right.
But within every challenge, there's an opportunity.
There you go.
Make your organization better. You know, there's opportunities within our four walls and out in the marketplace. You got to be smart. You got to be careful with your decision-making and thoughts, but success is out there to be had.
You're right. I agree with you. Very well said, Aaron. Hey, now, what is this Troop Direct now? How did you learn about it? I mean, I know this is a potential topic for you to discuss with me, too. I want to talk about that. What is Troops Direct?
Sure. Troops Direct is an organization. It's a non-for-profit organization in just outside of Oakland, California. And the founder of that company and driving force behind the company is a gentleman who had a friend in Afghanistan fighting on the front lines who this gentleman at Troops Direct, his name is Aaron Nairban, he would get requests from his buddy and he'd send a care package off to his buddy, you know, meeting the needs of his buddy. But he started thinking about it and realized that if his friend needed those things, there was probably a whole lot of other people on the front lines that needed those things as well. And so he started this company to not send one or two care packages, but actually send container loads of goods to the troops, you know, things that you would think the military would be able to get them through their logistics programs, but for one reason or another, through red tape or logistics, they weren't getting to the front lines. And one of the requests that came to him was they needed something to mark the improvised explosive devices, the IEDs that you hear about on the roadside, you know, buried bombs, basically.
Yeah.
And they needed something to once they went out and surveyed an area and determined that they thought there was an IED buried, to mark that area so that people knew, you know, what to avoid in order to have clear passage through that area. And he had some friends in the construction industry who he asked, you know, is there any product out there in the construction industry that might solve this problem? And he had a buddy who was aware of Kessin and said, you know, Kessin makes marking chalk. It's, you know, normally used to, you know, in a chalk box to lay out lines for snapping chalk lines. But I bet you that might work for your needs. So basically we got a call from Aaron, and he asked if we would be willing to donate some chalk. And we told him no problem, and we sent it off to him. He packed it up and got it off to the troops. And for the last year, we've gotten several requests from him. And anytime we get a request, we, you know, literally load up a couple tons of chalk, send it off to him. We've got an arrangement with the freight carrier to ship it for free. It gets to him. He sends it off to the troops. And
wow.
You know, we've just been fortunate that we happened to make a product that met
that,
this need.
That,
and
that, oh
the feedback
God.
That we've gotten from the people on the front lines is it's a lifesaver.
Yeah.
We were lucky that we did it. We were lucky that he found us. You know, all we did was say yes when asked if we would be willing to help.
Wow.
You know, we're not on the front lines. We're not the ones waking up and, you know, worried about dying on our way to work today. But
yeah.
We were fortunate to be able to contribute when asked.
Well, my friend, the reason why I ask you that is, you know, I'm involved in a thing myself called Pledge to Vets that finds veterans jobs. And so I'd like you to hook me up with that gentleman and use the power of my show. I like to offer my services, my media, the power of this show to really help him out. So, Aaron, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to find out more on your thoughts about running a small business in America. Is that fair?
Well, I'm standing on a corner.
All right, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Please support your local independent hardware stores.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
That's right. I want to personally welcome you back to the only home improvement radio show that's dedicated to you, the American consumer, the American worker, and all the U.S. manufacturers of American-made products. This segment to Home Talk USA, though, is sponsored by Quartz Masters. Quartz Masters, manufacturers of quartz kitchen and bathroom countertops. You can check them out at quartzmasters.com. And again, please visit both of our websites, Build with America at buildwithamerica.com, and also Home Talk USA at hometalkusa.com. We have all the information on boat shows. If you're looking to buy some great products at discount prices, we got American products, American-made products, manufacturers. All of these companies basically help support our show. Because as you know, none of our guests are charged to be on this radio program. So please check it out today, boat websites. And when you're there, always sign up for our weekly newsletter. That's so important. We have well over, I think the last count is well over 300,000 on that newsletter. And it comes out every Monday, and it's free. So check it out today, hometalkusa.com. All right, we're talking to Aaron Nosek. We're learning a little bit more about Kessin Industries. They are in the measuring tape business, the marking instrument business. And just before the break, Aaron was telling us about this great cause that he got involved in called Troops Direct. And do you have any information, if any of my listeners the contact this guy can help or whatever. Do you have numbers on these on this gentleman?
Sure, it's Troops Direct. Their website is troopsdirect.com, and
Troops?
You can come to our website, which is Kessin Industries. It's www.kessin.com, and get a link right to Troops Direct as well. And one of the reasons I like to talk about it is, you know, there are lots of needs being unmet, and all of the items that they provide are donated as well. And I think if more companies knew about this opportunity, I agree, there may be more opportunities for people to get involved and help out.
Well, we have to. We have to. We have to demand this, Aaron. This is not an alternative. This is not a choice. We have to help our veterans because, you know, the old generation knows what it took to get our freedom. Our freedom's not free. And when you have these tragedies and these veterans and these military people fighting every day, some due cause, some by choice, not by choice. But the point is, we have to do whatever we can because they deserve that. And we deserve whatever accolades we can offer these people. And that's the reason why I get behind it and you're getting behind it. And I just want to make that. It's not a choice. We have to do this. As Americans, as people of charity and goodwill, we're still the most charitable nation on earth. And I think overall we care, and we just got to make these servicemen know that we do care. And that's all I got to say about that. But, hey, what are your thoughts about running a small business in America? I want to kind of pick your brain there a minute there. Aaron?
Sure. You know, it's a great thing. It's a lot of fun. You know, we're a small business. You hear the people today talking about the small businesses being the backbone of our economy, of our country. We certainly fit into that and believe that, and it is a wonderful opportunity to make a difference in the lives of the people that work here and use their wages here to feed their families and educate their kids. It's a wonderful opportunity to come up with products that we can sell to customers that they can use to build roads and bridges and libraries and churches and schools. In our small way, we can have a tremendous impact on the world around us. Our tagline is "Make Your Mark," and of course, we're in the marking industry, so it makes sense that's the tagline. But we really mean something more deep than the actual mark that's made on a piece of plywood or concrete. We mean the impact that you can have by living a good life and having a positive impact on the world. It's, you know, certainly challenging times to try and run any business, and certainly a small business today. But as we talked about before, there's lots of opportunities. We kind of stick to our core values, which are be positive, work hard, respect others, have fun, act ethically, and do good things. And if you live by those values, you'll figure out a way to be successful.
Yeah, I have a saying, integrity is when doing what's right when nobody else is looking. That's integrity. Good job. Hey, let me ask you this now. Even though manufacturing has really been on a steady rise since 2008, you know, the recession, companies still face a variety of, you know, economic challenges today, Aaron. Now, how has Kassan been able to survive these economic struggles in this country that has been dealing with? I know we addressed some of it in the beginning of the show, but let's get a little deeper than that. How can you offer us any advice on that?
Sure. You know, we did talk about it a little bit earlier. You have to be sober in your thinking. You have to kind of face the reality of the situation that you're in. Certainly, we've tried to cut costs where we can cut costs and make you know, careful strategic decisions. You know, a couple of years ago, we rebranded the entire company, where we came up with a new color scheme, new website that I referenced before at Kessin.com, new product features, feel of the products, and that's helped a lot. We've been able to take some market share. We've actually recently entered into an agreement with W.W. Granger, and that's helped us with the exposure on our products and as a great partner for us. We've come up with some new products, and we will continue to try and come up with new products that provide value and make people better able to do their jobs more efficiently so they can make more money.
All right, we only got about a minute left. I want to hurry up and get this question off. It's too late. I thought I can catch it. But, hey, I know all this information is on your website. Hey, give us that website again, my friend.
It's Kesson, KESON.com.
Kesson.com. Aaron, it's always great to have you. I know from time to time you're going to peek in. And, hey, take me up on that offer about that Troops Direct. And sometime this week give me a call or send me an email and hook me up with that guy because I know I can help him and I want to join that cause. Okay, my friend?
I will do that for sure. And thank you very much for your time and letting me talk today.
All right. We're going to have Linda Nolan with Aquatic Access. This is Home Talk USA. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And please, let's pledge to hire a vet today. Pledge to number2vets.com. This is Cajun Country.